Woody's Railcats Roundup, Tim Calderwood making my way through the Railcats coaching staff. I told you we'd get there. Hitting coach Dennis Pelfrey has joined the staff full-time now, and he's kind enough to join the program this week. Dennis, thanks for taking some time out.
Appreciate it, Tim. Thanks for having me up.
Well, I thought we'd kind of start a little bit with your journey here at the start of this season. You've been finishing up your high school coaching. One of the unique things is the Railcats actually opened the year in your hometown down in Grand Prairie, so that had to be kind of nice to have an opportunity right in front of the home fans and everybody right out of the gates.
Absolutely, and, you know, I had some of the kids from the school, you know, not even just the baseball players back home, but, you know, a lot of kids from the high school came out and got to kind of razz me a little bit at the Grand Prairie game, and then we had an exhibition game over at Fort Worth a couple days before that I got to be at, and we got rained out about halfway through it, but you know, looking at the schedule early in the year and talking with Tag and getting it lined out for the summer, it really did work out well that we started off down there.
Did you hear your high school kids heckling you?
Yeah, a couple of them. One of the dads of one of the baseball players on the team has a suite at the Air Hog Stadium, and they were up top, and their voice kind of echoed out a little bit. I could definitely hear them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your kind of high school side of things. You're a teacher back home?
Teacher. I teach a computer class back home. This is my fifth year that I've been there at the high school, my second year as a head coach there.
So if I have any computer problems, you're the guy I go to, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely, but I'm not going to promise anything.
Does the staff know this? I mean, are they going to start coming to you with these questions?
Yeah, CJ's already, he bought himself a new laptop, and he wanted me to get in there and try to set it up for him. But, you know, those things are so user-friendly that it's pretty much already set up, so... You know, he came right to me, though.
I got to imagine that here at the start of the season, it's been kind of interesting for you trying to get in and get to know the players a little bit with, you know, kind of trying to work your schedule in around the weekends as you're finishing up school.
Yeah, that was a little bit, that was a concern that Tag had early. And, you know, I just let him know that I'm a pretty easygoing guy and get to know people pretty well. And you know, I don't try to force my way in and come in and try to change things up. And I just kind of go with the flow and then, you know, make comments here and there and get in good, and I think everything's going pretty well so far.
What is your kind of coaching style?
I'm more of the mental side, you know, mental toughness type thing, and you know, everybody's going to have different swings and do things a little bit different, and just try to help them be successful with what they do and to get their mind right for the game, because it is a grind.
Is there kind of one thing you can see specifically that maybe you try and help guys with as far as getting mentally ready?
You know, just the frustration. I mean, baseball is a game of frustration, and you know, a guy goes out and has a couple bad at-bats, you know, he gets in the dugout, now he's really trying to press that third at-bat, and, you know, that may be the biggest bat of the game for us in a chance to win the ball game. You know, you can look back at every game and find situations where games can be won and lost in the fifth, sixth inning, or even the first inning, you know, and I just try to, you know, hey, you know, you're all right, get back in there and get back after it, you know, because one of the big sayings that I have is you can't control outcome. You know, you can put the best swing on a ball and hit it the best you've ever hit it and be out, you know. The outcome is going to be what it is, you know. We're just going to work to have a good swing, good at bat every time out.
Back to the high school side of things, I know you were actually featured on ESPN Dallas.
Yeah, that was kind of surprising. You know, they came in and wrote an article about our high school season, and, you know, South Grand Prairie is not typically known as a baseball school, and we've come in there the past couple of years, and my coaching staff there has been fantastic, and you know, we've been ranked in the area the past 2 years and good shots to go to the state tournament. And it's been exciting. And then I guess they found out that I came up here and did a little article on me hooking up with the Railcats.
And also you had a player who was just drafted as well.
Yeah, center fielder Cannon Miles. He was taken in the 12th round by the Pirates. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about that kid. He, you know, he's one of my favorites that I've ever coached. And, you know, he deserves everything he gets, and he's going to do well.
Any word? Is he going to sign? Where he's going to end up? That kind of thing?
He wants to sign. You know, obviously the money's got to be right. And, you know, I just told him, make sure that you're comfortable with the money and make sure they have school on the back end of it and go play.
Talking a little bit about kind of your story, how did you end up with the Railcats?
I played for Tag. I played 6 years of independent ball, and 3.5 of those years were with Taggart. And, you know, he's the manager that I love to play for. He was a player's manager. You know, I wasn't, you know, 6'4", 240, hitting home runs. And, you know, I was the type of player that he liked, you know, play hard and every day come to the yard and expect to win. I wanted to win more than I wanted to hit 400, you know. because I felt that if we win as a team, then everything else will take care of itself. And that's how I played. And, you know, we've stayed in touch ever since I stopped playing. And, you know, we talked about it last year a little bit, possibly coming up to be the hitting coach. Just didn't really work it out, you know, work it out for the school. And, you know, he had some concerns about me coming in and out at the beginning of the year, which is understandable. And this year, you know, we made it work, and here I am.
As someone who's played for him, kind of enlighten the fans a little bit about what kind of manager he is.
Well, he is. He's a great guy. You know, he's honest with you straight up. He's got an open door policy. You can go into his office, talk to him about anything you need to talk to him about, and you know, he'll be straight up honest with you and let you know where you stand with him. You always know where you stand with Greg, which is a great thing. He's a great communicator, well organized, runs a tight ship, and you know, those are all the things that I like as a player and like as a coach.
How have you kind of fit in with the rest of the staff?
Well, I think it's going great. You know, I'm rooming with Tom Thornton, you know, which is interesting. You know, he's a different.
Does your brain hurt yet?
Yeah. We have some good conversations on the way to the yard every day. You know, we're about 25 minutes from the field. So, you know, that's good. And, you know, Mick is Mick, nice and quiet. And, you know, CJ, you know, gets a little rattled sometimes and he gets a little hyped up. And, you know, and then we got Champ in there as well in the coach's office, and it's a good mix of guys, and everybody's getting along, and I think it's going to be a great year.
What have you seen from the Railcats here in 2011 since you've been around?
I see a lot of Taggart molded players like I was, and started off a little bit slow early in the year, and you know, that's Taggart's teams always at the end of the year are always right there in the mix, no matter how we start. You know, we just develop and develop all year, keep grinding it out, keep that good mental positivity, and you know, we just end up right there at the end. And you know, I just see a lot of players like how I was.
Kind of describe what is that player, so to speak.
Just play hard, work hard. You know, we got guys that come out for early work. We typically have five or six guys here for early work, sometimes eight. Optional BP days, we got 8 to 10 guys hitting. You know, a lot of clubs, you won't see that. You know, in Sioux City, I don't even know if they take BP. You know, they think they've taken it one day. So, you know, you just got guys that are here to win. And I think that's huge. You know, you don't have a bunch of guys that are here for themselves. And I think that's what makes a difference.
Have you always wanted to coach at the professional level?
Absolutely. You know, I coached in college a little bit while I was playing, and then coaching in high school, and I love it. They're all different in a sense, but then they're all the same. Baseball is baseball, no matter what level you're at. Obviously, it's just better at this level, and there's more coaching involved, more strategy involved at this level, opposed to the high school level. It's more of a teaching and getting them to learn the game.
How have you liked the Railcats organization so far?
It's been top notch. You know, from the 6 years I played, I can't say that I played for a better organization. I mean, so far everything is has been great. You know, down to the clubby twin guys, phenomenal. The coaching staff, players, all the staff, you know, that I've had a chance to meet, grounds crew, everything is great.
And I know you played your professional career in the Frontier League for the most part. Differences, you think, between the level of play in the American Association and the Frontier League?
Well, I think it comes back to the organization and the owners. You know, putting money into it and you know, raising the level of expectation, not just on the field, but everything that goes into it. I think that's the biggest difference, you know, when it comes to the locker room, the spread, the clubby. Again, going back to twin taking, I mean, is the 6 years that I played, there was nothing that was that could compare to what goes into it. And this organization, like I said, is top notch.
What's the mascot at South Grand Prairie High School?
We are the Warriors.
The Warriors. So we're going to have some new Warrior fans out there. How'd you guys end up this season?
We ended up 25-11 on the year. Made it to the second round of the playoffs, which is the area rounds. And we were missing our number one arm all year. Another kid that might have got drafted, right-handed pitcher, he was hurt from the beginning of the year. So he's actually signed at Howard Junior College, pretty good baseball school. So our number one was a lefty freshman that threw about 75 miles an hour. But he carried us, and you know, we had a great year.
Do you see a lot of players in Texas that end up going to junior college?
Yeah, and there's quite a few of them down there too. Quite a few good ones too. But I tell you, the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth area, has a ton of good baseball players. And, you know, it's exciting to see some of these kids. You know, we play against them. You know, I have a summer organization that I've been kind of messing around with the past couple of years as well. And you just get to know a lot of the kids around the area, and a lot of them are good kids. And you get these rivalries, and then you get to see where they go play, and they're still around the area. So, you know, we'll get to go watch some of the college games and, you know, see some of these kids develop and become great baseball players.
Did you bring the heat back up with you from Texas?
I think so. I try to get away from that humidity, but today's pretty nice out here.
Now, I know we were talking a few moments ago, Dennis, before you came in to chat with me today, and you were saying you actually recorded a hit off of Kerry Wood.
Yeah, he graduated the same year I did. He went to Grand Prairie High School, and I went to Arlington Bowie. We played him in a tournament, and, you know, he pitched against us, and he dominated us. He was throwing 95, 96, and just striking everybody out, but I actually slipped in a double off of him along with two Ks. So, you know, we won't talk about the strikeouts, but the double was nice.
Is that your fondest memory baseball-wise?
No, absolutely not. My fondest memory of myself playing was a year playing for Taggart in DuBois County, Indiana. It was a 4th of July game. The stadium was packed, and I had my day off that day, and I pinch hit in the bottom of the 8th inning. Tag had me pinch hit, and he was going to squeeze with me. He had a runner on third base with one out, and he was going to squeeze on the third pitch. Springfield brought in their closer. He was probably the top closer in the league. You know, he was around 92, 93, good fastball, and you know, after the first two pitches, it was 0-2, so Tag couldn't squeeze at that point. It turned out to be a 12-pitch at bat, and ended up hitting a home run, a two-run home run for us to take the lead, and then go into the ninth inning and win the ball game. So that's probably the best memory I have as far as baseball, but you know, there's a ton of great ones for sure.
I'm gonna leave you on a light note. I know probably everybody around the country that's not in Miami right now is cheering for your Dallas Mavericks. Tell me a little bit about how excited you are to have them back in the championship.
Oh, unbelievable. The Mavericks are a great team to watch. You know, they play hard, they work hard. Dirk Nowitzki is probably the best player in the NBA. Doesn't get the credit that's deserved to him. He is a superstar of superstars. And I tell you what, the Miami Heat team, you know, they put together a great team trying to buy a championship, but, you know, that doesn't always work out well for you. So,
are all the Dallas teams your favorites?
I wouldn't say my favorites. I'm not a big fan of picking one team. I like watching good baseball. I don't really have a favorite baseball team. I just like good baseball. I don't have a favorite football team. I just like watching good football games. You know, I like good competition and just good games all out. But I will tell you, when it comes down to the championship type stuff for the Rangers in the World Series last year, you know, I root for them a little bit, and definitely the Mavericks. You know, I like watching those guys play.
I did have the opportunity to hit up the ballpark at Arlington while we were down there earlier this year.
I tell you what, that place is nice, and it's they opened up in 95 or maybe in 94, and it still looks brand new. They keep it clean, and you know, that's a sign of a good organization, you know, right there with the Railcats. I mean, you walk in the place and it's nice every time you go in there.
That's hitting coach Dennis Pelphrey. Thanks so much for joining me today here on Woody's Railcats Roundup.
I appreciate you, Tim.